Randy, in the 7 or so minutes that we have talked so far, if anyone is half listening, every response you've given, you've attributed scripture. So here's the question. There are many people listening that say, yes, I want to be a servant. I want to be a leader. We have that intention, but it's also about discipline. And you write, true service is training in humility. So all that being said, I want to bridge to your book, because your book is about God's truth, a bigger view of God's world. Talk about the importance of us delving into Scripture.
Well, I think Scripture itself and going to Scripture is a great test of our humility, because then not only does it cultivate our humility, but it also tests our humility, because am I willing to submit to words and thoughts and ideas and a worldview that is pretty radically different than the worldview that I see around me and the inclinations of my own heart? So my instinct would be to say yes to this and say yes to that and say no to this and no to that. And then I'm reading Scripture and I'm seeing it tell me I should be saying yes to disciplining myself for the purpose of godliness, to actually is a person disciplines themselves for the Olympics or for any kind of athletics. There's certain things that you don't eat. There's certain training that you do that you don't feel like doing. You get up at a certain time that you don't want to get up. And to be disciplined is to have a higher goal in mind. So God will call us to be disciplined in our moral lives, in our sexual purity, to say no. The grace of God, the Titus 2 says, teaches us to say no to ungodliness. And we're to turn away, we're to flee sexual immorality and to flee youthful lusts, and we're to turn the other way and look to God. So we're saying no to things, and then we're saying yes to other things we wouldn't instinctively say yes to. So the real test that I'm talking about is, when I go to the Bible, am I willing to say, Lord, you're right, and I'm wrong? And as soon as we are trying to rationalize our way out from under Scripture, oh, well, it surely doesn't really mean that. And then we come up with a creative new interpretation that nobody's ever held in church history until the current era. And so now we reinterpret Scripture in light of our changing moral values as a culture. Well, that's a test. Am I going to go with the culture and make the culture my God? Am I going to go with my flesh and make my flesh my God? Or am I going to go with God's word, which really is God's word?